Well, well, well. Would you look at that? Sleeping Beauty's finally awake. Yeah, take your time to get your bearings. It's not really going to help you in this case, but whatever you need to do. What happened? You got knocked out. Don't ask me how you got knocked out, though. I just found you in the forest. Lucky that I found you, though. Imagine what would have happened to you if I didn't. How in the world did you even get yourself in such a dangerous place? Especially alone. It's a challenge for me to be out there half the time. Or, let me guess. You're some type of magical forest-dwelling creature. Of course you're not. I mean, look at the state of you. Besides, you would have been more of a challenge against me. Oh, look what I've done. I guess I spoke too much. Yeah, that story I told you was sorta, kinda fabricated. I did find you, but when I did, you weren't unconscious. I snuck up on you. And I took what I wanted to take, and that was you. Sorry, but you're mine now. At least for now. What do I want with you? You know, that's a really good question. I do tend to get too caught up in the abduction process rather than the thinking of what I'm going to do with you. Well, what can you do? Looks like you certainly can't fight. Maybe you're strong enough for manual labor? I don't know. Who am I? A little late for introductions, don't you think? Well, if you so rudely insist. I am Queen Esmerada, leader of the Forest Amazonians. And you are... Yes, Queen. Why do you look so shocked? Oh, queens shouldn't be doing dirty work like this. Well, I like getting my hands dirty. Do you have a problem with that? You better not. You, of all people, should really not have an opinion on it. Because it could land you in some really big trouble. And honestly, I kind of want to go easy on you. You seem quite fragile. What a weak creature. You look kind of cute. What are you even? You're not fragile? Sure. Whatever makes you happy. Of course I don't believe you. Look at you. If you weren't so weak, you wouldn't be in this position right now. Oh, I snuck up on you. Okay, semantics. Psh. How about this? You wouldn't have been knocked out so easily. I don't get knocked out easily. So what do you mean, of course you would? Because I'm 20 feet tall? Oh, you wish. Look, I hate to break it to you, sweetheart. But even the children of my village are stronger than you. But hey, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're willing to admit that. Well, that you're a small, weak, fragile little thing. It's as simple as that. That's all you have to do, and I'll let you go. Yeah, I'll let you go. Ooh, somebody seems hard-headed. You think you're stronger than me? Well, that's amusing. Do you want to try to prove that? I mean, I've got time. And I'll untie you so you can have a fair fight. Yeah, you've been tied up this entire time. Did you not notice that? See, you're not even aware of your surroundings. You poor, poor thing. Sucks for you, but works for me. So, fighting is key around here. You fight for your freedom, you can leave. So fight me, walk out of this tent, and nobody will stop you. Well, everyone saw me drag you in. So if for some reason you leave unattended, you must have defeated me. Especially if you don't have a collar on you. So how about it? Do you want to fight for your freedom? Alright then. Come here and subdue me. Why'd I say it like that? Because I have no faith in you. And I have a very fun idea if you lose. Here's a hint. It requires you being here forever. Oh, you have no intentions to stay? My, my. Okay, tough one. Prove yourself then. Oh, whoops. Looks like I accidentally picked you up. It seems like you were trying to run into my arms. Sorry. But now you can actually reach me. You want to try to take a swing at me, huh? You're right at my face. Come on, don't be shy. I'm helping you. Oh, you've gone limp. What's wrong? What happened to that wonderful fighting spirit you had just moments ago? I know, it's gone. Reality's setting in, isn't it? All you had to say was that you're weak, and you could have been off. Hell, I would have probably sent guards with you to make sure you returned safely to wherever you come from. But no. You wanted to do things the hard way, and now you're being held like a teddy bear. What a shame for you. Though I can say it won't be all that bad. I'm not some type of tyrant. Seeing as how you just performed, because this also counted as a test, you are not much of a fighter, and that's okay. What would be an ideal position for you? I'll go with my first thought. How about I make you my husband? How does that sound? Do you have a choice? That depends. Do you really want to try fighting me again? And if not, do you really have a place to go to? Well, any creature that looks like you that ends up in our forest, you're typically an outcast. Or, maximum, a criminal. So which one are you? Oh, you're a criminal that escaped justice. Maybe I shouldn't have gone so easy on you. I thought I knew you. I don't care if you're a criminal or not. But now I know the facts. You don't have anywhere you need to get to. You're just wandering along until the earth swallows you up. You are going to take a little bit of a detour. Hope you don't mind. Because you and I are going to get married. Listen here, criminal scum. You don't have much of a choice now. I have you pinned to a pillar, and your feet can't touch the floor. So what are you going to do? Yeah, you could try to kick, if you want to. And I say go for it. All you're going to do is exhaust yourself. And that makes my life a lot more easier. Or we can do this the proper way. I mean, when's the last time you had a woman in your life? No, wait. A strong woman in your life. Strong like me, yeah. Never? You know, we should probably fix that, don't you think? Yeah, I don't bite. Why you? Because all the men and women in my village know me, and they know what power I wield. They have something to gain by being with me, and I don't want that. I'd rather be with an outsider. Especially someone with the potential of loving me for being myself. Not for what they could gain. Which is another reason why I took you. I went hunting for some extra food, but I came back with a mate. A potential mate. We'll see how things go. I said, we'll see how things go. Interesting reaction you have there. Want to talk about it? Do you want me to kiss you again? Good choice. Oh, wait a second. I've almost forgotten something that's very important. Let me just put you down over there. Let's see. Now, where is it? There it is. I have a surprise for you. Close your eyes. I want you to see this as being an engagement ring. Okay. And there. What do you think about it? Yeah, you're wearing a collar. It signifies that you belong to me. If anyone tries to take you, I'm legally allowed to kill them. Oh, our laws are very interesting. You'll learn more about them later. Though you may not be strong enough to fight me, I do hope you prove to be strong enough in bed. And if not, I could always train you. Practice makes perfect. Do you agree? Take off your clothes. I don't want to rip them off of you. Once we give you a wardrobe, then I'll destroy it. With the circumstances that you're in at the moment, do you consider yourself being enslaved? Or that you found a new home? I haven't heard that one before. You don't care at all? Why not? You just want me? Careful now, or people will think I'm a succubus. I'm not, by the way. But this is an interesting change of pace. I wonder. Lift your shirt. Come on. Don't be shy. I want to play with your body. Get acquainted. There you go. Oh, your nipples are so tiny. Like when I play with them. You already have goosebumps. I wonder how those formed. You don't mind if I lick them, right? No, not your goosebumps, your nipples. Good. Then come here. I'll lift you again. I didn't bite too hard, did I? I was just shocked. Understandable. Want to do the same to me? I'll allow it. But why did you sound like such a whiny little creature? Difficult to handle. You sound needy. Are you sure you can focus on me? It sounds like you need me to focus on you a lot more. I know you'll melt into a puddle, but if you want to take the reins for a little bit, I won't stop you. Now, my clothes are off, and we're both on the floor now. So what do you want to do with me, Where do you want to start? Immediately going between my legs. How naughty. Come here. You are so short. Are you mimicking me? Payback for sucking on your nipples. I like this type of payback. They're very sensitive today. For some reason. So take full advantage of that. Oh, I like that. One in What do you think you're doing with your hand? Just feeling around. What do you intend to do with those fingers? I'd like for you to finger me. I'd also like to feel your tongue down there too. What will you do? Both would be very preferable. Go on. Enjoy yourself. I know I